We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Zayin. In the previous Shir, Rav Nosson Zal had gone off on a tangent discussing the topic of Kiddush Levana at length, and now we're coming back to the topic of Kriyas HaTorah. V'nachzor l'inyoneinu, returning to our topic, Shebishvil Zeh lo hikshu Rabbeinu Zal al mispar arbo kruim sheberesh chodesh v'chol hamoed, that it's for this reason that our rabbis in the Gemara and Megillah did not question why we call up four aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, ki adarabba, because just the opposite meaning that it's not a question at all. Ikra tikkun hakriya hu rak bebechinas arba, because the base, the most proper and normal Torah reading is the number four, Shehu Bechinas Shiran Al Kanal, which corresponds to the song that we discussed earlier, the song that's quadrupled, the Shir Poshut Kofel Meshulash Maruba that we spoke about in the previous Shurim. V'alkein Hikshurak Al Shar HaMisporim Keneged Mihem. And that's why the Gemara over there only asked regarding the other numbers, other than four. Veheshivu, and they responded over there in the Gemara, Shebiyantiv hu keneged chamisha roi pnei hamelech. Then on Yantiv, like Pesach, Shavuos Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah, we call up five aliyahs, corresponding to the five closest people to the king. These terms that are used over there in the Gemara, chamisha roi pnei hamelech, shiva roi pnei hamelech, are based on psukim in Navi, where different kings had like a cabinet made up of a certain number of people that were the closest ones to them. U'bishabbos keneged shiva roi pnei hamelech. And on Shabbos, we call up seven aliyahs, corresponding to the seven who see the king. Ki ikar hashir hanal yizke hamelech o amiti shel Yisrael, shuhu melech hamoshiach she'yavo b'mehar v'yameinu. Because the song that we're speaking about here, this song which is quadruple, this song of the future, the one who's really going to be zeichet to it is the true king of the Jewish people, which is Moshiach, who we're waiting for. We hope it's going to come very soon. Shehu b'chinas Dovid HaMelech, who's associated with Dovid HaMelech. V'chol hasmuchin elov b'yoser, and all those who are closer to the king, Sheheim Roye Pnei HaMelech, they're referred to as those who see the face of the king. Heim Yizku B'Yoyser L'Neflois Ne'imas Hashir Azeh. They, each one, based on how close they are to the king, that's what will determine to what degree they're going to be zeiche to this special song. U'mehem Yekablu Kol Yisrael Kol, and it's via them, via these Roye Pnei HaMelech, that the rest of the Jewish people will receive. Kol echot kefi keruvoi l'roya pnei hamelech. Each and every Jew, based on how close a relationship they have with these roya pnei hamelech, that's what will determine to what degree they're going to be able to receive this special song. V'alkein tiknu kriyas ha-toira, shehu b'shvil ha-shira kanal, and this is why our rabbis instituted the halacha of reading the Torah publicly with the musical notes, which is tied into this special song, Keneged Roye Pnei HaMelech. And the number of aliyahs, the number of people that we call up, corresponds to those who are closest to the king, those who get to see the king, Shehem, which are Chamisha, five, Veshiva, seven, the different numbers. Paragraph Ches. V'alkein omru, and based on this, our rabbis have said, she'shloisha she'bechoil heim keneged shloisha shomrei asaf, that the three aliyahs that we call up on weekdays, on Monday, Thursday, Shabbos Mincha, correspond to the three special officers of the king. They're called shloisha shomrei asaf. Ki bechoil, because during the weekdays, bevadai rechoikim mishirazeh, we are definitely distant from this song, Shehu Mesoyer Rak B'Shabbos V'Yontev V'Rosh Chodesh, because this song only gets activated really on a holiday like Yontev, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Shehu Gamkein Yontev, and Rosh Chodesh also, which is a holiday. Shehem bebechinas yoim shekuloi Shabbos, yoim shekuloi toiv. These are days that are referred to as Shabbos, as total goodness. Shekol oineg shvisosoi vetuvoi yihiyah hashir hazeh. Whereby we know that in the future, when we're going to be zeche to the day that's all Shabbos, to the day that's all goodness, then the pleasure, our pleasure is going to be, the pleasure and goodness is going to be this special song, this song of the future. Aval b'chol, whereas during the weekdays, rechoikim mizeh, we're very distant from that. Rak tzrichim l'siyageh b'chol, lehamshich kedusha Shabbos. So then what are we trying to do during the weekdays? We're trying to work very hard during the weekdays to draw some of the holiness of Shabbos into the weekday. So that by putting in the proper effort during the weekdays, we'll be zeicher to the holiness of Shabbos and Yontif. Bibichinas, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, page 3, Mi shetorach bi'erev Shabbos, yoichel b'Shabbos. A person who works hard on Friday will have what to eat on Shabbos. So we see, even though Friday is not Shabbos, Friday is weekday, it's ordinary, but still, the effort and work that we put into our Yiddishkeit during the weekdays will decide a lot what our Shabbos will be like. Ve'oz kol ikar tikkun hakriya hu bekoyach habal koyach godol lanal. And therefore, during the weekdays, the whole effectiveness of our reading of the Torah is dependent on the great tzaddik, who is called the Baal Koyach, the one who's very powerful. The great tzaddik who has the ability to fix all three parts of the brain through the tefillah, which is in the form of din, judgment. Alkein, therefore, ikra kriya oz urak bebechina shmiras hashloisha moichin anal. That's why the Torah reading that we have during the weekdays is only three aliyas corresponding to the three parts of the brain. Kid shenizke bekoyach haTorah sheyu shloisha mechitzos prusos keneged taiv anal v'kanal. Because we're hoping that by reading the Torah during the weekdays, those three aliyas will strengthen the three parts of our brain to serve as barriers to keep out bad thoughts, illicit kind of thoughts, sinful thoughts. Al kein tiknu behem shloisha kruim, and this is why the rabbis instituted that there are three aliyas, keneged shloisha shomrei asaf, corresponding to the three guards of the king, shehem shomrei hasaf v'hapesach shel hamelech. They guard the entranceway to the king, shelo yichnois boizor, so that no aliens should come in. No one who's any person who's not supposed to enter shouldn't be able to enter. Hainu bechina shmiras hashloisha moichim, and this corresponds to exactly what the three parts of our brain are trying to do. Sheyihiu mechitzois prusois bifnei hirhurei ataivanal. That the three parts of our brain should be spread out like walls, barriers, blocking any bad thoughts, sinful thoughts about women from coming in, shelo yichnois zor beveis Hashem, so that no stranger, no one who's uninvited, who's not supposed to enter, should enter into the house of Hashem, shehem hamoichen, which is the brain. The brain is the house of Hashem. Shehem bechinas kedushas habeis hamikdosh, because we know that the brain of a Jew, when it's holy, has the holiness of the beis hamikdosh. Bibchinas, as the Gemara says in Brachos, page 33, Kol mi sheyesh boideyo keilu nivne beis hamikdash biyomov. Any Jew whose brain is working properly, it's as if the beis hamikdash were built during that person's time. Paragraph Tes, Vze Bechinas Birkas Hatoira, Shetiknu Lakoire Bitsibur, Brocho Lefoneho Ulachreho, Afilu im kvar beirach birchas haTorah baBoker. Now, in this paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to discuss why is it that when we read the Torah in public, the person who's reading or the person who's being invited for the Aliyah makes birchas haTorah, repeats the blessings on the Torah, even if he already said it in the morning earlier, when he said, when every Jew says birchas haTorah. Ki ikar kriyas haTorah betzibur hu lahamshich kedushas matan Torah. The main reason why we're reading the Torah publicly is to draw upon ourselves the holiness of receiving the Torah. That holiness that the Jews had at Har Sinai when they received the Torah, we want to try to draw that upon ourselves every time the Torah is being read publicly. She'oz nimshach ruach nevuah al kol Yisrael aydei Moshe Rabbeinu v'chulu. At that point in time, the entire Jewish people received a spirit of prophecy via Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah says Hashem spoke to us face to face, like he spoke to prophets. And we know Rabbein Azal tells us over there in chapter 8, in the second half of Likut Imran, which this halacha is based on, that when the Ruach Nevuah is strong, then the Medame is defeated. We eliminate, we clarify the Medame. Which helps us achieve a real, clear, pure faith. Of which we know the most important thing in faith is to believe that the world was created from nothingness, from complete nothingness, 5,773 years ago. V'chein hu b'chol doer. And the same thing is true in each and every single generation. Kama shekosav shom, as Rabbein Azal writes there in Likut Imran. Umevoyer shom, Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likut Imran, shekeneged ze, opposite the true prophets, the power of prophecy of holiness, yesh bechinas neviyei sheker. There are false prophets. Shehein bechinas zuamas hanochosh. They receive from the impurity of the snake. Bechinas menachashim u'ma'inanim. This refers to sorcerers or other kind of people who tell the future, but they're not using powers of holiness, they're using powers of tumah, impurity. She'al yotom mizbalbel hamedame yoiser. What they do is they make the medame even worse. They, with their prophecy, they strengthen the medame, unfortunately. Uboim lekfirois chas v'shom, and they lead people to deny Hashem completely. Al kein tzrichen levorich tchila v'soiv kishikurim b'Torah. That's why we must make a bracha before we start the Torah reading and after we complete the Torah reading of the particular portion. Asher shemavorchen asher bochar bonu mikol amim, where we say Hashem has chosen us from all the nations. Hainu shemoidin u'mefarsimim shehatoyra k'doysha shelonu loinim shechachas v'shalom yisechel anoishi. When we make that bracha, we're declaring, we're announcing and publicizing that our holy Torah was not given to us based on any human comprehension. Afilu yisechel anoishi shel g'doyle g'doyle ha'machakram v'lazofim. Not even the human comprehension of the smartest scientists and philosophers, oy shel hamenachshim v'moinanim, or the sorcerers and magicians, those kind of people. Our Torah is not coming from there. Rak she'toraseinu hi toras emes, but rather our Torah is the Torah of truth. Shenim shecho rak mi ruach hakodesh unevua brura shel Moshe Rabbeinu l'shon, which came to us only through the ruach hakodesh and the clear prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shaydeze bochar boni mikol amim, v'noslan osterosoi, through which Hashem has chosen us from all the nations and given us His holy Torah. Haynu shemoidin, we're making it perfectly clear, shebonu bochar mikol amim, that Hashem chose us from among all the nations. Shemekablim mimuseihem v'toiroseihem me'achachomim v'amenachshim. Those other nations who draw their culture and their constitutions and everything from intelligent, from scientists and lawyers and menachashim, magicians, you know, all kinds of those kind of people. Aval kol toroseinu agdoisho nosan lonu rak al yedei shebocha rabbanim kolamim. Whereas our holy Torah was given to us only based on the fact that Hashem has chosen us from among all the nations. Ki onu muvchorim umuvdolin mehem umedei oseim. Because we are chosen and set apart from them, from these other nations, and from their cultures and their ideologies. Ki kol toraseinu hu titoras Moshe emes shenitna rak al yedein ruach nevuah amitis shemavara hamedam v'chulu. Because our entire Torah is the Torah that was given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the Torah of truth, which was given to us through prophecy, real true prophecy, which is what clarifies and fixes up the Medameh. And this is why, after we finish the Torah reading, the particular portion, we say, "Asher nosan lanu Torah semes v'chai yoylam nota b'secheinu." She'iker Torah seinu akdoisho Torah semes shenosan lanu hu lizkois l'chai yoylam. The main purpose of our holy Torah, the Torah of truth, which Hashem has given us, is so that we should be zeicher to live a true life, an eternal life, shehu kibul aschar shel osed, which refers to the reward that we're going to get in the future, sheikoroi hu hashir hakodosh shanal, of which the real essence of that reward is going to be that holy song, shehu shir poshut kofel meshula shemaruba, shenizke be'ez chidish olam shel osed, which we're going to be zeicher to when Hashem is going to renew the world in the future, al yidei shezochinu lahamin. And how are we going to get to that? Based on the fact that we were zeichet to believe in the Chiddush Olam in the beginning of creation. Shekol ze yefsher liskois kim al yidei Torah semes shekibalnu. And all of this, it's impossible for a Jew to be zeichet to on other than through the true Torah which we received. Shehu b'chinas ruach nevuah amitis kanal. The Torah represents the spirit of prophecy, the true spirit of prophecy, as we mentioned earlier. Paragraph Yud. V'al kein be'emes om rabbi seinu zal, shebashas kriyas ha-Torah tzrichin la'amoid be'emo ve'yira ve'reses ve'ziya, ke'ilu nitnu achshav mamish. And this is why our rabbis taught us that when a Jew is listening to the Torah being read in shul, the person is supposed to stand with awe and fear and trembling as if we were standing literally on Har Sinai. Kimavoyer b'kol asforim akdoshim, as is explained in all the holy books, in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Sifrei Musar. Ki ikar kriyas ha-Torah b'tzibur hu lahamshich b'chinas nasinas ha-Torah mamesh v'ganal. Because the main purpose for having the Torah read in public, whether it's on Monday and Thursday or on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, is that this is our way of being able to receive the Torah anew, now. The Torah was given us 3,000 years ago, and we each and every Jew has an opportunity, when they listen properly to the Kriyas HaTorah being read in Shul, to experience to a certain degree that same holiness, that light, that prophecy, that birur hamedameh, that strengthening of emunah. We're able to receive that each and every single time we hear Kriyas HaTorah, the Torah being read, if we show it the proper respect, if we listen to it with awe, with fear, respect, not talking, not playing around at the time at all whatsoever, focusing purely on listening to the Torah being read by the Baal Koyre or the person who got the Aliyah. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeh shamro chachamenu zal shekriya satoyre b'sheni v'chamishi tiknu machmashohu shloishe yomim v'chulu. And this ties in once again to what the rabbis tell us in the Gemara, that the fact that we read the Torah on Monday and Thursday was instituted because of an incident where the Jews had gone 3 days without water and they became very tired. And the rabbis saw from that that it's very important for the Jews also not to go 3 days without hearing the Torah. Shloisha yomim daika, specifically 3 days, ki hoikar hu lesaken hashloisha moichem. Because the most important thing Rabbein Azal speaks about over there in Likutei Moran, in the Torah Tikutei Chocha, chapter 8 in Likutei Moran Tanina, is the most important thing is to fix up the three parts of the brain. Sheyihiyu sholosh mechitzos prusos b'fnei zois hataiva shel mishkan, so that they should serve as three solid barriers, fences, to keep out any bad, sinful thoughts that come from the taivas hamishgal, a wrong type of desire for women. Kemuvan sham b'hatoyranal, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the beginning of that chapter on Likutei Moran. V'hoikar, now Rav Nosson Zal gets a little more specific. Till now we're speaking about the three moichin, which are referred to as Chachma Bina Das, or Keser Chachma Bina. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to get more specific. V'hoikar hu al yedei hadas. The real success in everything we're speaking about here is dependent especially on Das, Shehu Hamoich HaShlishi Me'ashloish HaMoichin, which is the third of the three moichin, which are Chachma Bina Das. A Jew has to be especially careful not to mess up the das at all. Ki kol ha-pegomim hem al yedei pegam ha-das. Because all sins, all problems, all defects in this world originate from das. Bebechinas pegam eitz ha-das toivara. It all started from eating from the Eitz Hadas, right? Shepogam Odom Rishon, in which Odom Rishon was poigim, sheikar hapegam choyo bahadas kemuva. The main pegam was in das, in machshava, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. Umishom haynu mehadas hu ikar atikun. And since the problem originated from das, the solution also has to come, the main solution has to come from das. Ki ikr tikun hamachshava hu al yedei hadas. Because the main perfection of a Jew's mind and thoughts is dependent on das. What kind of das? Sheyoidea bebirur hoemes she'ein tzrichen laharachas v'shon. Whereby a person knows really perfectly clearly that they there's no need to be thinking bad kind of thoughts. V'lachshev machshav ischud, so to be thinking extraneous thoughts. V'yalkein ein tzorech lahaschel lichnois betoin v'nitin klal. And this is why the Sforim advise us that a person should not enter into any negotiation with their Yetzahara. They shouldn't get into any debates or discussions or Kemuva b'sefer ha'alef beis, as is brought in Rabbeinu Zal's Sefer Hamidois, which is also called the Sefer Alef Beis, in the chapter on Niuf, Ois Yud. Rabbeinu Zal there says, Al tichnois im pitiecho betoin veniton. Don't get involved with your seducer with any kind of give and take. Don't get into any discussion with him whatsoever. And as Rabbeinu Zal writes in another place in his Sforim, Sheho Iker Livli Lahaschil Lachshev Klal Uklal. The most important thing is not to start thinking bad thoughts at all. Kiafal Pi Shebemis Bevadai HaChochma VaHatvuna Mechuyov Mlevat LaTaiva. Because even though in truth it is true that das alone isn't necessarily enough to eliminate this taiva, Chachma and Bina also have to play a role in it. Avol meiribui pegam hamoichin. However, unfortunately, because of the fact that our moichin are so messed up, alkein yefsher im chachmu tvuna levatlam kiim al yedei das. That's why it's impossible for us, using Chachma and Bina alone, to be able to eliminate these bad thoughts. But rather, we must have the Das. Sheyodea Soif Hadovor, Achar Kol HaChakirois, V'Hizboinenus, Shekachu Hoemes. The kind of Das we're talking about here is where the person realizes and recognizes that the bottom line, after all kinds of investigation and analysis and scientific thought and all of that, after all of that, Shekachu Hoemes, that the truth is the truth of our Holy Torah. V'Alkein Ein Tzrichen Oid Lachshu B'Zeh Klal. And therefore, there's no need to delve into it to try to reanalyze it in any way. V'gam be'ikur ho'emuna k'doisha, and so too, regarding the basic tenets of emuna, ho'ikur hu'hadas. One of the most critical pieces of it is the das, meaning she'yodea ho'emes b'lvavoy, that the person knows deep down in their heart ki Hashem hu elikim, that there is a creator, and the creator rules over everything. B'li shum chakirois klal, without any analysis. Rak efima shekibalnu me'avoyseinu akdoshim, but rather simply the way we received it from our forefathers. Shebeiraru lanu hu emunah akdoshah, they're the ones who developed and clarified the emunah for us. She'ikro hi emunas chidish olam, of which the most important piece of it is believing in the newness of the world. How? Al yidei ha-Torah kedusha. And we draw this faith from the Holy Torah, shehu ruach nevuah, which is the spirit of prophecy. K'moshe kosov shom, as Rabbi Nizal writes over there, and this is what helps us really know clearly that Hashem is the King. As Rabbi Nizal speaks about this in paragraph 217 in Sichoi Soran, in the book Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, She'ikar ha'yedia ha'bruro ho'amitis hu'al yedei emuna, that real, true, clear understanding comes through faith. Ukama Shekosuv, as it says in Hosea chapter 2, Ve'erastichli be'emuna, Hashem says, I will wed you to me with faith, v'yodates Hashem, and then you'll understand Hashem. V'alzeh ne'emar, and about this, the Pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim chapter 4, V'yodato hayoim, v'hashevoisel avavecho, ki Hashem hu elikim. You will realize, you'll understand today, and you will communicate to your heart that Hashem is King, Hashem is in charge. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, the first part of Divrei Hayomim, chapter 8, Da eselikei avicha, know the Hashem of your forefathers, shepirushayhu hayedia habrura. What that word da means over there means clear, to be super clear about this, about Hashem. Shehi al yidei emuna shekibalnu me'avoseinu. Where does our clarity about Hashem come from? It doesn't come based on our understanding. It comes from the pure faith which we received from our forefathers. Kemuva b'sifrei kodesh, as is brought throughout all the holy sforim, b'frat b'dvoreinu ayin shom, especially throughout our sforim, where Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jewish people over there in Chumash Dvarim, which we quoted earlier, Ato horeso lodas, you are the ones who were given the ability to understand ki Hashem hu elikim, that Hashem is King. Lodas daika. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the choice of words there. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you are the ones who are lodas. Because this pasuk Atohorei Soladas is presented after Moshe Rabbeinu enumerates and elaborates on all the great miracles that Hashem did for us in Egypt, and after we came out of Egypt, and during Matan Torah. Va'omar lehem, and Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jewish people, she'atah, now, achar kol ma'ashirisem, after all the miracles and everything that you've seen and witnessed, roi lochem lodas b'yediyah brura, it's very appropriate for you to know clearly, b'lishum chakiroid klal, without needing any further investigation. We don't need any proofs, or we don't need any agreement from scientists or philosophers. We don't care whether they agree or disagree. Ki Hashem hu alikim, in believing that Hashem is king. Ki moyach hashlishi shehu adas, oilo lamala lamala ma'oid. Because that third moyach, which is das, rises up, goes up to the highest heights, v'yoyred ad lamata matamoid, and it reaches down to the lowest places. The moyach of das, that's the one that's movable. It moves up, very, very high up, we'll see in a moment. Kimuvon lamaskil b'sifrei kabbalah kedoshim, as is known to those people who study sifrei kabbalah, ki adas b'bechinas keser kimuva. The sifrei kabbalah tell us that das sometimes becomes keser, it goes all the way up to the crown. So Rav Nosson Zal is showing us in these next few paragraphs, that das is the most important thing in helping keep out bad thoughts, sinful thoughts about women, and in giving a person the ability to be able to believe in Hashem with a solid, solid faith, including emun and chiddush olam, and to be able to get rid of the wrong kind of medame. Paragraph Yud Beis, Nimtzo, we see based on what we've been learning here, She'ikr hu shmiras hadas, that the main thing is for a person to guard their das, She'yodea amitas soif hadover, das referring to that aspect of the brain that knows what the bottom line is. The bottom line is that there's a Hashem, and Hashem created the world, and everything is under Hashem's control. Through which a person can save themselves from the tsunamis, the powerful waves of the ocean, which try to flood a person. And the main way for a person to save himself is through the inner part of his das, sheyodeya ha'emes, in which the person knows the truth. I know, ki Hashem hu elokim, that there is a Hashem who created everything and is operating everything, v'osar lanu b'toyrosoy laharer, and Hashem has declared it forbidden for us to think wrong types of thoughts, sinful thoughts about women and those kind of thoughts. When a person realizes that, they know not to go near there, not to go anywhere near that area. Keep back 2,000 feet. Rav Nosson Zal says, okay, fine. Let's say I try to be as careful as I can, not to go anywhere near there, not to look at anything or hear anything that would arouse any kind of sinful thoughts in my mind, and I try to keep my mind busy, occupied with other stuff. What about when someone takes a shot at me? What about when Hashem pulls the trigger and one of these thoughts comes flying into my mind, even though I wasn't looking for it? I wasn't thinking about it. Oh, my mind was somewhere else completely, and suddenly, boom, I find on the screen of my brain one of these sinful thoughts. So Rav Nosson Zal says, "Umashina simoi memela," that which happens to the person automatically by itself, in a sense, sheroitfin achrov hamachshol esroes biatzman, whereby these kind of sinful thoughts pursue the person, they chase the person, even when the person's not looking for it, even when the person isn't inviting them. Al yistakel al zeklal, the person should ignore that completely. Don't get angry, don't get crazy, don't get nervous, ignore it completely. V'yasatzmoy ke'eni adea, to make himself like he doesn't know about it. And not to look back at all. Not to look back to see if those thoughts are still there, if they're still chasing him or anything like that. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this a great deal throughout his teachings. And now Rabbi Nosson Zal adds, Ve'iefsher levayer kol zeh. It's impossible for me to explain all of this to you, you know, to give you all the different possible examples and scenarios and to tell you exactly how to deal with it. Rak shetzorech lohovin biatzmoi eich livroyach al yidei adas mikol amasholeis rois. A person needs to understand by themselves, based on what we've told you so far, how to run away, how to escape from all kinds of bad thoughts through das. Das in this case being a das of emunah, an awareness of Hashem, a recognition of Hashem that goes beyond science or anything. I don't need any proof. I know deep down inside of me, I know it's perfectly clear to me that there's Hashem, and it's perfectly clear to me that Hashem does not want me to invite those kind of bad thoughts or to dwell on them in any way at all, even if they come into my mind. That das, Rav Nosson Zal says, is one of the main weapons in being able to address this. V'hakoil b'koyach hatzadik o'emes ha'bal koyach hanal. And all of this is dependent on the power of the true tzaddik, who is the bal koyach. V'al pi darkei etzoysa v'hischaskusoi shemeshiv kol nefesh b'shiva m'shivetam me'ein soif adein tachlis. And the way that the tzaddik accomplishes this is by us following his advice. The advice and the encouragement that the tzaddikim give us, using every kind of possible way of explaining to us and guiding us and showing us how to be good. Me'ein soif adein tachlis. And they draw this advice from the highest places to the full spectrum, mamish. Paragraph Yud Gimel. Ve'ikar shmira sadas wa'idea toirak doishe shkandei Moshe Rabbeinu. Shubchinas das kemuva. And one of the main ways that a Jew can protect his das, this emunah and das that we're speaking about here, which was given to is through the Holy Torah, which was given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu, which is das. Moshe Rabbeinu is called das throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah, and the Torah is referred to as das. Ki hu hoidia lanu tachlis soif hadas amiti, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who enlightened us, who showed us what the bottom line of all das is, which is shehu lekayim haTorah v'amitzvos, that we should spend our life striving to fulfill the Torah and all of its mitzvos, ulevalos yomeinu al zeh, and to spend our days on this, to focus our attention on this, shaydei zeh nitzoilin mikol ra, to the degree that a Jew will be busy with studying Torah and performance of mitzvos, that busyness alone will protect them from all kinds of sins and bad thoughts and everything. And the person will be zoicha to what they're zoicha, which is a reward which no eye has ever seen, the unbelievable reward of the future. And it's for this reason that the rabbis instituted that we read the Torah publicly on Monday and Thursday, shelo yavru shloish yomim b'lo Torah, as the Gemara says, so that we shouldn't have a three-day period go by without Torah, kedei sheyu nishmorin hashloish ha-moichin. This is a protection for the three parts of the brain, shehu ikar hu ha-moich ha-shlishi, of which the main one is the third moich, shehu hadas, which is das. Paragraph Yudalid, Now, Rav Nosson Zalitz, Ukvar Mavoyer, we already discussed earlier in this halacha, She'ikar kriya satoira b'tzibur b'nigunu b'taimim hula oirer ula hamshich b'chinas nesina satoira. That the main reason why we read the Torah publicly with the special musical notes is to try to awaken and draw upon ourselves the great light of Matan Torah when the Torah was given to us a few thousand years ago on Har Sinai. Kitzorich b'shas kriyas haTorah la'amoid be'emo be'yira kilu hayoyim nitna b'Sinai v'kanisker le'el. Because the halacha tells us that a Jew during kriyas haTorah is supposed to have the same type of fear and awe that the Jewish people felt when they stood at Har Sinai, as we mentioned before in paragraph Yud. V'ikra dovor hu k'deish nesoyra b'chol yoyim v'chol eisvayis sheyu divrei toyra chadoshim etzleinu b'chol yoyim kilu hayoyim nitnu. Now Rav Nosson Zal tightens the screws a little. Now he gets a little more specific. That the main reason, what are we trying to accomplish with Kriyas HaTorah? We're trying to accomplish that to the Jewish people, the words of the Torah should be new, brand new to us, as if we received it today on Har Sinai. K'mo shepirush Rashi al posuk b'yoyim hazeh bo midbar Sinai. As Rashi HaKodesh points out on the posuk in Chumash, in Parshas Yisroi, where it speaks about the Jewish people receiving the Torah, it says on this day, today, they came to Midbar Sinai. So Rashi says there, the reason for the word hazeh is sheyu divrei Torah chadoshim alecha kilu hayoyim nitnu, to teach us that the attitude of a religious Jew is supposed to be that I'm fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah as if I received it today for the first time, as if today was Matan Torah. And we find this expressed throughout the words of our rabbis in many different places. As we find, for example, in Chumash Devarim, chapter 6, where it says, which I command you today. So the Gemara says, b'chol yoyim yiyu b'einecho k'chadoshim. That Hashem is teaching us that Yiddishkeit has to be new to you every single day. As if I just heard about it today for the first time. I heard about tzitzis, I heard about tefillin, I heard about learning Torah. I'm doing it for the first time today. V'chein harbe, and so too there are many other sources for this throughout the Torah. Because we know that the Torah is referred to in the Zohar HaKodesh as the name of Hashem. When we talk about name, the term name means literally name. The word name also means the reputation, the glory, the identity. The Torah is the identity of Hashem. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into this. Ki ikar klal huavoido hulish moyis borach, because the main focus of everything we do in this world when we're serving Hashem is to Hashem. We're directing everything we're doing to the name of Hashem. Lehagdil ulekadesh shmoyis borach, to elevate and magnify and publicize and sanctify the name of Hashem. Bebechinas, as it says in the beginning of Malachi, Bechol Mokoim Muktor Umugosh Lishmi. Everywhere, Bechol Mokoim means everywhere in the world, by the religious Jews, by the non-Jews, by the Goyim, by the enemies of the Jews, everywhere, everything is being done for me, for my honor, Hashem says. It's all Lishmi, sometimes directly, sometimes indirectly. And as the Pasuk says in Chumash Mos, chapter 9, when Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu why he's going to beat the daylights out of the Egyptians, why he's going to give them all of these plagues, you know why? Ulaman saper shmi b'chol oretz. So that the entire world will be talking about, will glorify my name, will recognize me. They'll know exactly who I am, Hashem says. V'chein b'psukim harbe, and we see this in many psukim throughout the Torah. U'kemuva harbe mizeh b'divrei Rabbi Seinuzal, and we find this mentioned many times throughout the teachings of our rabbis. U'bishvil zeh nitno Torah, and this is the reason why the Torah was given to us. Shehi shmo dekut shebrichu, the Torah is referred to as the name or the names of Hashem. The Torah is Hashem's identification, identity tag. Lahavdil, a soldier, has an identity tag that says certain specifics about him by which you can know exactly who we're referring to. The Torah is the identification of Hashem. Kedei shal yidei ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvois nizke lahakir bo yisborach, because it's only through the Torah and its mitzvahs that we could be zoiched to recognize Hashem ulegadel ulekadei shmoi borabim, and to glorify Hashem and sanctify Hashem publicly. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Chumash Devarim, chapter 28, la'asois es kol divrei ha-Torah zois, to perform all the words, everything that's written in the words of this Torah, le'yira es Hashem hanichbod v'hanoir hazeh, so that we will come to respect this awesome, respectable name, the awesome, respectable name of Hashem. V'al kein, and therefore, b'tchilas shlichus Moshe loitzis Mitzrayim, in the beginning, when Hashem was going to send Moshe Rabbeinu to take the Jews out of Egypt, kedei shikablu es haTorah, in order that they should receive the Torah, shoal Moshe takeif, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's first question when he met Hashem? V'omru li mashmoi mo'im raleim. The Jews are going to say to me, what's his name? What am I going to say to them? V'hoidiyoi Hashem yisborach shmoisov hakdoshim. And that's when Hashem started to reveal to Moshe Rabbeinu his holy names. K'moy shekosov shom, as it says over there, ze shmi la'olam, this is my name eternally, etc. Interesting that the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that in these words that Moshe Rabbeinu said, they're going to say to me, what's your name? What should I say? In those words, if you take a look at the last letters of the word li, ma, shmoi, mo, it spells yud, hey, vav, and then hey. It spells the Hashem's name yud, kei, vav, kei. What this tells us is that it wasn't like Moshe Rabbeinu had no idea what Hashem's name was. He knew exactly what Hashem's name was. He was asking Hashem, on what level are you operating now? I know that you have more than one name. Your most basic name is Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the root of all the names. But here in Mitzrayim, what are we using? Are we using phantom jets? Are we using tanks? What are we using here? He wants to know which name of Hashem applies now. And that's when Hashem said to him, Ekya, Asher Ekya, Ekya, and etc., etc. There's an incredible amount in the Sifrei Kabbalah that's written on that pasuk. Those famous words where Moshe Rabbeinu said, they're going to say to me, what's your name? What should I say? In those words is hinted many different names of Hashem, etc. Paragraph Tesvav. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says in Nehemiah chapter 9, and we mention this every day in Shachris, right before Az Yoshir, Vatere es oni avoseinu b'mitzrayim, Hashem, you saw the suffering of our forefathers in Egypt, ves zaakosom shomato al yamsuf, and you heard their screams by the Red Sea, vatitein oisai sumoifsim b'paroi, and you struck Paroi with your great wondrous miracles. Ki yodato, because you, Hashem, knew very well, ki hezidu aleim, that the Egyptians intentionally were persecuting your children, the Jewish people. Vatas lecho shem kahayoim hazeh. And Hashem, you made a name for yourself like this day, like today. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Shashem Yisborach kaviyochol oso liatzmoy shein. Hashem made a name for himself. He went public. על ידי האויסויס והמויפסים הנאירויים שעושה ביציאס מצרים ומתן תוירה, through the great miracles and wonders that he performed when the Jews left Egypt and at Matan Torah, שהידי זה נזגלה שמו יספור הפועלם מדור לדור עד היום הזה. And that's what revealed and publicized the name of Hashem in the world from not just then, but it was passed down from generation to generation until today. V'zehu, this is what the Pasuk says, V'atas l'cho shem, you made a name for yourself, Hashem, k'hayoyim hazeh, just like today you have a name for yourself. K'hayoyim hazeh daiko, ki tzorech, because this is telling us what our mission is. Ki tzorech kol odom lehamshich hagdolas shmo yisporach b'chol yoyim v'yoyim echodosh. Because we are required and obligated to draw, to effect this glorifying of the name of Hashem every single day anew, brand new, like it's the first time we're doing this. This is what receiving the Torah is all about. This is what accepting the Torah is all about. It's all about glorifying Hashem. And this is what studying Torah is all about. It's not about making a name for me. That everybody should say, look how smart he is. Look what a genius he is. Look how much Torah he knows. It's all about glorifying Hashem, seeing to it that Hashem should be given all the kavod. Sheze ikar kabbalas haTorah shetzrichen lekabel al atzmoi b'chol yoyim mechodesh kanal. This is what we're trying to draw upon ourselves brand new every single day in learning Torah and in reading the Torah in public. V'zehu, this is what the Pasuk says there, V'atas l'cho shem k'hayoyim hazeh. You made a name for yourself, Hashem, like today. K'hayoyim hazeh daikos, referring specifically to today. She'asiyas shmo yisborach tzorech liyos b'chol yoyim mechodosh. Hashem's making a name for himself is something that has to be done brand new every single day. Shezeo bechinas kehayoyim hazeh shenemar al kol yoyim v'yoyim shel kol odom shoyim eboy b'chol dor ador. Those words, kehayoyim hazeh, in that sentence, apply to each and every single Jew, each and every single day. This is our mission. This is what we're in the world for. To make a name for Hashem, to glorify Hashem, that we should recognize Hashem's greatness and publicize Hashem's greatness to as many people as we possibly can. Paragraph Tezayin, V'chol ze zoichin rak al yidei hatzadik hagodol habalkoyach, and all of this can only be accomplished with the help of the great, great tzaddik, who is called the Balkoyach, sheyochoy lehispalel tefila bebechinas din, who knows how to daven a tefila in the form of din, shaydeze nase kol hatikunim haneemorim shom, through which all the different tikunim that Rabbi Nezal speaks about there in chapter 8 and the Likutei Moren Tanina, all of them are dependent on this great tzaddik, this Balkoyach, ad shezoich nabechinas ruach nevuah, to the point where we go through all the steps that are listed there until we achieve a spirit of prophecy, shehu bechinas matan Torah, which is what took place when the Jews received the Torah, shaydeze nezgale emunas chidesh olam. This reveals and makes clear the faith in the newness of the world, shaydeze zoichin lechidesh olam shalosit, through which we zoicha, by believing in the Chiddush Olam of the past, we're zoichet to the Chiddush Olam of the future. Shaydeze zoichen lenigan anal, through which we're zoichet to that special song. Shaydeze yecholen lohichiach es kol echod bebchinas hatochocha shel Moshe. And when a Jew is zoichet to that special song, then they're qualified to reprimand each and every single Jew using the reprimand of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shaydeze hofach avoinois leschuyois. And it's through Moshe Rabbeinu's reprimand that he was able to convert the sins of the Jews into benefits. V'hoisef bohem reach toiv, and he added a good smell to them. Bebechinas near the nosan reichoy, as we discussed in previous shiurim here. Shebishvil zet tzrichin lechapes harbe, ulevakesh meshim yisporach harbe, sheyizke limtsoyes hatzadik habal koyach hazeh. Rav Nosson Zal says now, quoting Likutei Moran, Kamo Shekosov Shem, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, because of the fact that one of the most critical pieces of this puzzle is the tzaddik, therefore each and every one of us has an obligation to search for and to beg Hashem a lot to be zeche to find the true tzaddik. Who is this Bal Koyach? Kama Shekosov Shem, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, Vazai, and when we're zeche to find that true tzaddik, each and every individual, to the degree that they are able to draw strength and power from that tzaddik, to that degree, that individual draws upon himself the holy faith in Chiddush Olam, and this is what enables the person who zeche to believe that Hashem created the world then from nothing, that person knows that every single day the world is being created anew, and they're able to tap into that, and they're able to be new in their avodas Hashem every single day. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says, v'zakosom shamato al yamsuf, you heard their screams by the Red Sea, Vatitein oisei sumoifsim beparoi, and you inflicted great miracles on Paroi. Rav Nosson Zal explains now the connection between these two. Listen carefully. The two parts of the sentence that are written right next to each other. Hashem heard the screams by the Yamsuf, and Hashem injected these plagues and these great miracles against Paroi. Ki kol kriyas Yamsuf v'ho oisei sumoifsim shenosim beparoi, because the whole act of splitting the Red Sea and all the plagues that were inflicted against Paroi were all performed by Moshe Rabbeinu using his stick. The stick which was called a mate oiz, a stick of power, which corresponds to the tefillah in the format of din. That's what that stick represents. When the tzaddik switches, he doesn't use his normal channel of tefillah, but he switches to a channel of din. Kama Shekosov Shom al posuk vayipalel, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 8 in Likutei Moran, explaining the word vayipalel, that Pinchas daven to Hashem. And he, vayipalel, it says he, but the word plili means din, midas hadin, judgment. He davened a tefillah of judgment. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that the word vayipalel makes up the first words of a pasuk, v'hashlech lifnei paroi yehi lesanin, where Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, take your stick, throw it down before paroi, and it's going to turn into a snake. So we see that, again, this stick, which performed these miracles, is tied into vayipalel. Vayipalel means davening a tefillah of plilim, midas hadin. Vayidei zeh zochu lekabulas haTorah, and this is what eventually led to the Jews receiving the Torah. They call it tikkunim anal, based on all the tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal explains there in the Likutei Moran. Shaydei zeh zoich lebechinas chiddush olam, through which we're zoiched to the renewal of the world. Shaydei zeh zoich in shia divrei Torah etzlei b'cholim mechadoshim kanal, through which a Jew is zoiched that when he learns Torah, the Torah should be new to him every single day. V'zehu shenismach lazeh, and this is why right next to these two parts of the pasuk, where it says Hashem heard their screams at the Yamsuf, and he inflicted these miracles against Paroi, that was all accomplished through the tefillah bebechinas din. Right afterwards it says, Vatas lech Hashem kayom hazeh, and you, Hashem, made a name for yourself like today. Kayidei zeh anu zeichin lahagdil shmo yisboro b'chayim v'chodesh. Because through this tefillah bebechinas din of the tzaddik, Through this, we're zeichet to glorify Hashem every single day anew. Shezeo bechinas kehayoyim hazeh, as it says in that pasuk. Shebechinas kol yoyim vayoyim shodom oymed boi kol yomei chayav. That this refers to, the example is, that this refers to each and every single day that a person is in throughout his life. Shekol ze zoichen al yidei hatfila bebechinas din shel bal koyach. And all of this happens, all of this comes about through the tefillah bebechinas din of the bal koyach. Shaydei ze osa kol ha'oiseis v'amoifsim. That's what gave him the ability to perform all of those great miracles, which is what publicized and glorified Hashem to such a degree that it wasn't the glory that took place 2,000 years ago and it finished. Hashem made such a big bang then that the bang was passed down from generation to generation. And we're still hearing that bang. We're still feeling the effects and we're still experiencing, glorifying Hashem anew each and every single day. In the next paragraphs, Rav Nosson Zal is going to get a little further involved in this topic of hischatshus, which is one of the main topics in Yiddishkeit and in Breslov Chassidus, this ability to be new all the time, our connection to Hashem, to the Torah, to the mitzvahs, that it should be brand new.